Hello, 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 and welcome to the Q4 2007 osonix.com quarterly report. I'm standing to you from the middle of Launchpad Studio Osonix, which is, in fact, also my home, my apartment. It has been an annual tradition of mine for a couple of years to take the last week of the year to devote myself as wholly as I can to the making of music. This is something that may not... It's interesting because I get at my particular job, I usually get about 7 or 8 days off at the end of the year, and I really go into a cocoon and I work on music during that time. And I'm thinking about how a lot of year-end festivals and the like hinge around the notion of celebration or coming close to the ones that you love, perhaps even a spiritual sense of gathering or return to possession of the self. I don't know. I'm making it up as I go along. But that's what I'm doing this whole week in my own little crazy way, the Osonix way. So this is the state of mind and the tone of voice from Ground Zero. I've just been working awful hard on some singing over some random guitar playing through my oh-so-fabulous new-ish, well, relative to the last album, Osonix setup of guitar-making-noise gear. What's been going on here? Well, it's been some time since we've spoken, you and I, in this way, about anything that involves the musical, worthwhile and acceptable, and now I'm singing about the what the year's bringing. I don't know what you thinking of. I don't know if your resolution was about love. I don't know nothing about this time. I don't know nothing, but I'm trying to keep on the line. I'm trying to remember sublime feelings I've had listening to these songs from the past that's gone, come. And I think there is decision, and I think that there is... Now, perhaps a time for me to return to the narrative section of our program. So, the method of all things Osonix, is that we are considering the possibility that in order to pursue the arts in any way, shape, or form, unless you were born to a spectacular fortune, is to fashion yourself into something of a dissident. And therefore, I'm invoking humanitarian politics as a disclaimer for my own artistic shortcomings. Oh, that's pretty arrogant. That's pretty evil. Except I believe that an artist is ultimately nothing more than a journalist. A journalist to the psychic culture of future generations about what transpired in his own time or hers, but they usually don't have enough opportunity to fashion so much as anything but a survival strategy for putting up with the great genius of the house that they had to latch onto in order just to get a big heavy crate of rice and grain for the loved ones down off the shelf. But now that we've got science and technology and the possibility of automated robots taking things down for us, what good is a man? It's beyond me, and I am one. Anyway, so I've written songs the way Mozart has heard symphonies in his mind. And that's where they all are, up there in my head. And I have finally, after years of being self-taught and living on the margins of society around the time of college, I have managed to teach myself how to play and program music pretty damn well. I could, if I had a great deal of time to myself, produce my Mozart-worthy symphonies that would dazzle you. But you're going to have to take my word for it, because the reality is I'm a working man, and behind every recording you're hearing are the 40 to 60 hours of work a week or more that go into earning the money to pay for this shit. All those instruments, all that sound making. that there was the time spent trying to be a family man. Okay, maybe I got that one right, maybe I got that one wrong. All I know is the only thing you can't do to anybody you would call family is disown them. So that means that in my state of mind, I am not allowed any other frame of reference, though I can always have an ex-wife. Mercy. Anyway, so I make it a point of trying, since I can't find the time to just concentrate on getting all the perfect songs out of my mind. And why is that? Because it's boring. It's boring. They're already written. They're already done. I've heard them from beginning to end since I was 12 years old. If I only get 5 hours a week to work on music because of all the time I've spent just making the money to have a place to live and keep the equipment whilst maintaining a family of sorts, or fragments, or figment of the imagination, but still something I should own up to. If I've only got 5 hours of music-making time on the fringes of all that, it's boring for me to just type it, to just have a strategy and get out the things that I wrote years ago. Because if I do that, where is the music going to come from? That's now. What the kids like to hear, the music of here and now. How am I going to make it? I'm going to have to just fake it. I'm just playing. I'm just letting out the moment of my soul. I'm communicating. I'm testifying. I am being a journalist. An artist is a journalist. Mapping out what it's like to live in a given time from a frame of reference. Could be yours or mine. It could be indifference to a neon sign shining years ago that erased my private ego and made me think of a cameraman. And you standing there in the grassy knoll of my mind. And you standing on the grassy knoll of my mind. And you standing. Yeah, that one is going to be great at kids' parties. Kids' parties. You'll have me over to sing for your favorite 9 or 10-year-old. But you don't want to hear any of this, not if you can afford to have children's parties of any kind where you're hiring an outside entertainer. What you want to hear is we're going to be safe. We're going to be secure. That Rudy Giuliani is going to protect us. And that's exactly here what I'm here to tell you, man. I'm here to tell you that you've got it right. I'm here to tell you that the USA has to remain strong. I'm here to tell you whatever you need me to say so that you're going to give me money so I can keep making music, because that's how much of a desperate, degenerate reprobate I am. Because I am a dedicated practitioner of an art, the art known as journalism, and testifying, providing testimony to time. It is not necessarily romantic, it is not necessarily desirable, it is not necessarily anything a woman could love, although there is something there to love, meaning there is meat on that spiritual bone, when so many men are void and decadent, and all they want to do is be Derek Jeter, only they haven't made up their mind, because they'd also like to be Lance Armstrong when they grow up, which is positively never going to be never, little girl, until you or one of your children, their lives are on the line. That's when you're going to find out what kind of a man he is. That's when he's going to have enough real, honest to God, natural, I am an animal stimulus to snap himself out of the bullshit and protection shell of the ego. Will he run across 6 lanes of interstate traffic to get a tow truck when your car stalls and you're with your child? Or will he just wait there until help comes in your direction or the guy across the way sees you? Art comes from one